Bradford are going to kick off in their green strip. They're going from left to right as we look down from the main stand here. Danny Addy's got the ball on the kicking tee. Wakefield will get the first use of the ball. What will it be, Brett? Just complete early on and get into the battle.
Yeah, I think it'll be first three players. They'll get forward and maybe an early kick here. There's quite a breeze running from right to left behind the Wakefield back as well, so they might use that.
Here is Smith running to his right, drops it back on the angle for Scruton, who tries to barge his way through the Bradford defence. Last tackle. Co in at half back. Will go short here. They're going for the power play with Anderson, who is over the line, but he's been held up. And credit Bradford Bulls, they hung tough there on their own line, but they're being tested out, the Championship boys here.
Yeah, great start here from Wakefield, all on top. Two great sets from them, worked his way down. Scott Anderson looking there not to score, probably not the right player, but it's out back to Jacob Millen, just let him roll it in and build some more pressure there.
Ball here with Simon, who's seen a lot of the ball early on. He's tackled 2 metres away, it's the last one. And Michael Co waits at dummy half. He's going to spin it right here for Smith. Going to go short, and they're in. First try for the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. And that was very, very easy when the try came. Not sure who got it down. Could be
John Malloy.
Is it John Malloy, the former Huddersfield man, who's got the try? And that was pretty simple. Bradford caught out. Wakefield first blood. They lead 4-0.
Just looked way too simple. Tim Smith seemed to have too much time on the ball there. Bradford on the line, probably held back a little bit there for the kick. Tim Smith double pumps like he's done so many times. You see Kermond, and it's Johnny Malloy there crashing through a nice hole and pulling it near the sticks.
Here's another break down the line, and it could be a chance for Miller. He brings it inside, and he must score here. They will score again. The Wildcats, well, he's hit the post, but it won't matter. Ben Thaler, well, he said he didn't get the ball down. He's going to hand this one upstairs. It looked a certain try. The ball was handed back to Co, and Co, in diving over the line, he hit the pad. Now, did that pad stop him getting the ball down? It looked a nailed-on try, Brett Ferris, but Ben Thaler's not sure.
It looked a try for certain. He had no one around him. Gaskell's literally put his body on the line there to sort that one. And if he has, it's a fantastic try-saving tackle. But Gaskell's down in the process. Looks like he's banged his ribs there, but I think the post is bent there a little bit at the bottom as well. He hit it that hard.
It is, isn't it? The pad, it's not like popped back out, has it? Well, Ben Thaler, the video referee, we've got no access to the video screen here, so we can't tell you. All we can say is that it was Miller who made the break straight through again. Bradford on their left-hand side have been opened up twice now, and he made the break, drew the fullback, passed the ball inside. It was a loopy pass, and he looked certain to score, Michael Seale, but somehow, well, he has got it down, and it's a second try in the opening 10 minutes for the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. Wakefield 12-0 up and really going for it here. As the ball coming towards his left-hand side. Simon through again. He's going to score. He's over the line. And it's the third Wakefield try in the opening 13 minutes. The Wildcats are on fire. The Bulls are getting blown away. 16 points to nil.
And he deserves that, Mikkelsen, from the start he's had. He's been fantastic in attack. He's took the ball forward and he's caused all sorts of problems in defence. A lovely little play there from the dummy half. He's come out, throw the man in. Tim Smith does what he does. So it just looks so natural and so much time with the ball, Tim Smith. Puts the short ball through. Simon steps around the fullback and dives over for a well-deserved try there.
Added to James Clare. Miss out pass here. And a chance for Amari Caro. He's going for the corner and he's whacked it. It's going to go dead. It has gone dead. Why has he not backed himself? He's supposed to be the quickest man in the league. He's got 20 yards to go, Brett, and he's booted it off the field.
I can't understand his thinking there. He didn't really have much to be on the cover as well. It looked like he'd score in the corner by all money there, to be fair. Can't see what he's thinking at all.
Ball comes back now for Tim Smith. Smith to Mikel Simon. He's tackled this time. Bradford burning up the energy here as they're going to power over with Scruton. Goes for the line. And he's over the line. The former Bradford Bull have just landed a punch. But Ben Thaler, who looks certain to give the try, has decided he's just going to check it. But the language, the body language of the Bradford Bull says that he has gone over. And it's going to be 22 points to nil. Yeah, try given. 22 points to nil will become 24 points to nil in a moment. And again, the decision for Caro to kick at one end, the decision for whoever batted the ball down underneath the sticks, they're the wrong ones from Bradford. And how long can Bradford hang on? They are right up against it here. And Wakefield are going to run this one. There's no interest in the two. as Tim Smith has it, goes out the back now for Lee Smith, and he's scored. Not a hand laid on him. Bradford are crumbling at the Rapid Solicitors Stadium, and Wakefield, who needed to win, surely are going to win. They lead by 28 points to nil.
Just way too easy there. Lee Smith ghosted through a massive gap in defence. The Bradford side should have been set there, straight from a penalty. Taps the ball, spins it out wide, gets to Tim Smith. Once again, seems to have way too much time on the ball. He's had no pressure whatsoever put on him. And he just finds a lovely pass to Lee Smith, glides through, and it's an easy 4 points for him.
Poor pass picked up by Blythe. Bradford again look a little bit scruffy at the moment. They're keeping the ball alive, though. Here's Matty Ryan, short pass for Lewacki. Lewacki bumps one off. Can he get the ball away? Shovels it out. They must score in the corner here. Ferguson gets it out, and Patel will score. Bradford on the board. The first time they've been down that end in the last 20 minutes, and they come up with a four-pointer. Patel scores, and maybe a fraction of hope for the Bradford Bulls when it's Wakefield 30, the Bulls 4.
Yeah, it certainly gives a bit of a glimmer of a hope there. A nice little play as well. It's the first real time they've had any sort of opportunity in the Wakefield half, and they've got nothing to lose really. Blythe gets an offload away, tips it on, and they just started playing with the ball. Nice offload from Lewacki off the floor, and Ferguson does the rest really. He draws him in, and Patel glides through there. But they've proven twice being up there, two chances, took one and obviously bombed the other one. But there is points in this Bradford side, but they're just not showing us that yet.
Here's O'Brien, who sneaks 10 yards. He's going for the line, O'Brien. He's dragged down five away. The young hooker sniping away. He's had a great season for the Bulls. Can he finish it off with a Super League place? As nice. Ferguson drives over, and Ferguson is going to score. Too big and too strong from close range in. And Bradford's good start to the second half. Just got a whole lot better. 5 minutes gone. They've got their second try. Wakefield 30, Bradford 10.
Ball coming forward with Mikel Simon, who was breathtakingly good in that first spell, and it's another good carry from him as he plays the ball 30 out from his own line. Got a short pass to Mullally, who's made another break down the middle. This time he's got Miller and he's got Lynn, and they won't catch Reece Lynn. He's racing away, and that could well be the game.
Two breaks from Anthony Mullally. This time Wakefield finish it off, and Reece Lynn scores. Game, set, and match for the Wildcats. They lead 36-12.
Yeah, great run there from Anthony Mullally. He's a big man to start. Once he gets them legs driving, he's hard to get there.
Ball to Godinet. Godinet will fire it out wide. They've got numbers. They must score, and they will score. And it's a try for the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. Is it Ashurst?
Yeah, Matty Ashurst on that left edge.
42 points to 12, and Wakefield are ending with a flurry of points. They're just getting too big and too strong for the Bradford Bulls. Here's Scruton again with a broken field. Oh, he's offloaded it to Miller. Ooh. Miller's going to ghost in, but did Miller drop that? I think we might go upstairs to the video referee here. Ben Thaler is going to make the square in the air. It looked to the naked eye that Jacob Miller had dropped the ball, but he seems to think he caught it before it hit the turf, and he ghosted in and scored underneath the post. And a chance for Wakefield to extend their lead, 42-12, and the try is given, so Miller's reactions are pretty impressive. 15 seconds left. Bradford get it to Patel out on the far side. They've got numbers. Oh. That pass has gone forward. It's back to one. It was tipped in the air, and James Clare will score across the try line. He just chucks the ball back, and that will be the last act of the match. So Bradford it is who have the final word, but it's far too little. It's far too late. James Clare with the third Bradford try of the afternoon, but it'll do nothing to take the smile off Brian Smith's face. His team have been utterly, utterly dominant here at the Rapid Solicitors Stadium. Bradford, who have got the kick at goal, and he will take it. And, well, I guess points difference could be important at the end, so take the two, they're there.
Probably worth the goal, isn't it, yeah?
Yeah, and he'll come back and take it. Yeah, he's kicked two from the sideline. This should be a formality, and it'll give us a final score. Here it comes, the flags go up, 48 points to 18, but
the damage done in the opening half an hour. Tries from Aloy, Sio, Simon, Scruton and Smith put Wakefield 30 points to nil up. Bradford got brief hope either side of half-time. Tries for Patel and Ferguson made it 30 points to 12. But when Lee Smith kicked a penalty in the 54th minute, that was it really. 20 points in front. They added further tries from Reece Lynn, Matty Ashurst and Jacob Miller before a late try. James Clare was scant consolation. Bradford lost Lee Gaskell to a serious looking injury. Wakefield lost Richie Owen to a nasty one as well. We hope they're both on the mend as soon as possible. We came expecting a really close match, Brett, and we got a one-sided affair, and credit to the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. They laid the platform down in the opening 10 minutes and they never looked back.
They didn't know. Wakefield were brilliant. They really turned it on. We said it was so important for them to start well, and Brian Smith alluded to that before the game, so he had them fired up, ready to go, and they delivered that performance that everyone's expected of them, and everyone's been looking for, I think, a little bit from them as well. They started well. The likes of Simon and Scruton were fantastic in the middle. They've gotten forward and drove forward all day, and it's been really good to see Wakefield playing, and Tim Smith's been fantastic. Jacob Miller's followed him around, and he's created pretty much something out of nothing every time.